This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 98, Willpower. Welcome to the Super Data Science Podcast. I hope you're having a great week and you're looking forward to the weekend ahead. Today, I want to take a few minutes to talk about willpower. The idea for this episode came about when I came back from the road trip. So you might know that this summer, Adlan and I were doing a road trip through Europe. We were meeting students and it was a great time. And what happened afterwards is I came back to Australia and I tried to get back into my normal working routine, into my normal habits. And I found it extremely difficult. You see, the thing is, before the road trip, I had developed certain working habits where I was working for lots, like very, very long times every day. So I was working for 10, 11, sometimes 12 or even 14 hours per day. And this is not just like on occasion. This was consistently for months in a row. For several months, I was doing that. And I'm not saying that that is healthy in any sort of way, but it just became a habit because there was lots of things that needed to be done. And it wasn't a problem for me. And so naturally, as we were on the road trip, a lot of things piled up again. And I came back and I needed to get through them. And I calculate how much it would take me and so on. And I started working, but I found it extremely hard. I found it hard to pay attention, to stay focused, to keep working. I was getting distracted. I was trying to, looking at doing other things. I couldn't, not even talking about 10 or 14 hours. I couldn't sit straight for 2 hours and had to get up and do something. And I was very surprised at myself. I was not recognizing myself. And that's when I remembered the whole concept of willpower. That willpower is not just something that you develop and then you have. It's something that you have to maintain. If you're not using it, you will lose it. And there's a great book that's written about that. It's actually written about habit, but willpower is a big element of this book. The book is called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And there he talks about willpower as a muscle, as something that you have to train, like your biceps or your abs. And so if as long as you train it, it will grow, it'll become stronger, you'll be able to use it to achieve more results. So you, for instance, if you train your biceps, you can lift heavier boxes. And the more you train, the more heavier boxes you lift. Or if you keep lifting those boxes every day, you will keep that biceps at that level. But if you don't use it, if you, for instance, go on holiday or whatever, then 3 months later, guess what? You're not going to be able to lift those boxes. You're going to have to start training again. And willpower works exactly the same way. It's a fascinating concept. And so, yeah, so that's a very, very interesting thing to remember, that your willpower, because I personally believe willpower is a huge component of success in anything, in work, in hobbies, in sports. I'm not sure about relationships. I haven't thought about it of it in that way, but maybe it has some role there as well. But I really believe that you have to have strong willpower in order to make yourself get things done and go in the direction that you need to go. And so thinking of it as a muscle is valuable, because then you will remember to train it, or you will know the consequences of not training it. And the other thing about thinking of it as a muscle, which is very interesting, is that it can get fatigued. So this is something that I didn't think about before reading the book, that your willpower throughout the day gets exhausted. So you, like, for instance, if you're using your normal muscles, let's say if you're running or walking around, you'll get tired towards the end of the day and you won't be able to run as fast, and you won't, your muscles will start hurting, they'll be weaker. Same thing with your willpower. When you wake up in the morning, it's like fully recharged, if you had a good night's sleep, of course, and if you're feeling healthy, it's fully recharged, you have full capacity willpower, you can do lots of things. But as you use it throughout the day, it wears out. And that's why towards the evening, it's so much harder to make yourself do things. It's so much harder to go to the gym in the evening, much harder to go to the gym in the evening than in the morning. It's much harder to work on your hobbies. It's much harder to work on your business or on your side projects. And that's why a lot of people wake up early in the morning at 5 a.m. or so on and work on their side projects, because they know in the evening it's easier to do things like spend time with family and things that require less willpower. So there you go. That's willpower and how it works, or at least my take on willpower. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Check out the book. It's called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. You might find that useful as well. And the main takeaway, if you were to take away one thing from this episode, then it would be that willpower is a muscle. And if you also recognize the importance of willpower in your life, in your projects, in your career, then you do need to train it, you do need to maintain it in order to keep it at a level that will keep you going, that will keep you pushing yourself forward. And on that note, thank you so much for joining me here today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, happy analyzing.